Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, my day started a little challenged, and it took some creative finagling to be able to find the bright spot in my day. And it's helpful when you start from a place of believing that there is always goodness after the rain, that there's always sunshine after the flood that comes your way. And so many things have been going on lately that I've had these days that I've kind of had to go up a ladder. So I started with just being thankful and having gratitude, and then being joyful for the breath of life and living. And so today, when it happened again, I was a little shocked and taken aback, and I was determined to keep positive. And so as I was interacting with, you know, some other people, I started seeing really the reality of life and how each one of us has our own, you know, issue to cover and carry. And it brought me back to the point of how I'm able to keep a joyful spirit even though I fight with chronic pain. And what I always think about that helps my load be a little lighter is that it's me and not one of my children. You know, that it's me and not one of my parents. You know, and so as I was looking at that fact this morning, you know, and just making sure that I was not going to lose my joy, I started seeing how others were being affected, and seeing some of the things that they were dealing with. And it took my concentration from my own worries. And they weren't truly worries, as more as they were just a melancholy feeling. And I wanted to pray for this woman and her child. And, you know, I like to stop and pray. And I got distracted. My mind was somewhere else. And I was like, okay, this is a signal to just decompress, to slow down, and to find your footing. And, you know, it's Monday. So we have to give ourselves a little extra credit for Mondays, because Mondays are probably a challenge for a lot of people. And then there was another thing that I saw a few days ago that also caused me to stop, and it has not left my mind or my body. I saw someone who I believed was being injured by someone who was supposed to be taking care of them, and it reminded me of the fact that, you know, a lot of times we are doing the best we can, but if we don't have all the facts, we can make a mistake. And so as I looked at that video, just a few of the images and some still pictures from it, my heart ached, because that's just who I am. I have a tendency to love really hard and to put others, you know, put others, their problem before my problems. And it actually helps me in a lot of cases, but it also causes me to have a lot of what I call orphan tears, or moments where I just have to sit and write to understand. And part of that is being an empath. I think I just pick up on a lot of energy, and I believe that, you know, there can't be anything wrong with it, since God designed me this way. But as I looked at that, it dawned on me that perspective is what made the difference. You know, my issues didn't change just seeing someone else's struggle, but it did give me thought of gratitude for what I do deal with and for what my battles are. Because I don't want to deal with a lot of things people go through. And, you know, I look and I go, but for the grace of God, go I. And, yeah, so my thought for you today is that if you find that you have a moment of feeling fractured or your spirit feels a little shattered, to just give yourself time, space, and the energy you need to come back together and to feel fully alive. To walk in the steps of gratitude and to keep yourself from falling too far. Because the fact remains is that each day has so much that can go on, and I believe that there's going to be much more happiness in each day than there is pain. And so my aunt sent me something that I really loved, and I want to share this with you because it was so beautiful. I love acronyms and I love words, so this one actually is for the acronym for Amen. And I don't know who came up with this, but it's just beautiful. It's a brilliant thought. So A is for agree with God. M is for move with God. E is to end with God. N is to never doubt God. And, you know, I'm looking at this now and I see there is a name of this. It says it came from Bible Relief. Isn't that beautiful? That is such a beautiful way to remember the gratitude for our life and to remember to just be in agreement with God. So I don't know if you've got any challenges going on right now, and I pray that you don't. However, if you do find that you're in the middle of something or you're going through something, try to maintain a happy, cheerful outlook. Understand that everyone has steps and valleys and turns in their life. And what keeps us all going is our willingness to believe in a better tomorrow, to look for the light on the horizon, and to understand that with love and life comes many challenges, but life does get better, and we don't have to suffer always. You know, we can have pain without suffering. We can have trouble without suffering. So I think facing reality and realizing that whatever we're going through will stop, and changing our perspective will help us get through the challenges we face and be more willing to be flexible for the blessings that are coming our way. So whatever you're going through today, you'll be all right. And if you face something challenging tomorrow, you'll be all right. And that to me is such a powerful place to stand. To stand with God and to agree and believe that the promises that He spoke about in the Bible are for each and every one of His children. All we have to do is ask and seek Him out, and He's there. So let's work on changing our perspective. And if we have a little difficulty centering ourselves, understanding that that's part of the day, and looking forward to the part that becomes easier, better, and brighter. Because God makes a way, and He always sends goodness our way. I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. No matter where you are in your journey, you are not alone. You are cared for, you are loved, and God has blessed you well. Keep those facts in the front of your mind. And have a beautiful night. Be well.